今年早上正道的题目是盼望不至于羞耻。
The sermon topic for this morning is hope does not put us to shame.
各位朋友，好多朋友同埋弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
让我哋首先低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
我哋献上阿爸父。
Our Abba Father in heaven.
感谢你让我哋喺今天一个主日嘅早上，可以聚集一齐嚟到敬拜亲近你。
We thank you for letting us gather together to worship you and draw near to you on this Sunday morning.
亦都感謝你藉著你的先知和使徒寫下你寶貴的話語。
We also thank you for writing down your precious word through your prophets and apostles.
天父啊，你的話是靈，是生命。
Heavenly Father, your word is spirit and life.
沒有聖靈的幫助，沒人能夠經歷得到你話語的真實和大能。
Without the help of the Holy Spirit, no one could truly experience the reality and the mighty power of your word.
父父，求你喺黑怜悯帮助你嘅教会。
Father, we ask for your mercy at this time to help your church.
求你叫圣灵引导帮助孩子同埋作翻译嘅姊妹。
May you ask the Holy Spirit to guide and help me your child as well as the sister who does the interpretation.
让我哋能够将你嘅话对今日坐喺度每一个嘅都能够讲得清楚明白。
So that we could clearly speak and relay your word articulately to everyone here today.
亦都求你叫圣灵在我们当中做光照和感动的工作。
We also ask of you, may the Holy Spirit be among us to enlighten and move us.
不单止引导我们各人进入真理的当中。
Not only lead each of us enter into the truth.
更加求天父你额外的恩待我们。
Father, but also we pray for your extra grace upon us.
当我们去聆听你的话语的时候，
As we are listening to your word,
求你同时叫圣灵将你的爱丰丰富富的浇灌在我们众人心里。
May you ask the Holy Spirit simultaneously pour your love into our hearts abundantly.
让我们每一个都能够被主的爱所激励。
So that each of us may be compelled by the love of the Lord.
恭敬地将以下的时间交托在天父你的手中。
We humbly entrust the following time into your hands, Heavenly Father.
我们祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
每个人都需要有盼望。
Everyone needs hope.
盼望是指期望将来的会比现在更加好。
Hope refers to expecting the future will be better than the present.
有盼望，人先有动力去继续努力同埋去继续尝试。
Only with hope, people are motivated to keep trying hard and keep working.
如果冇盼望嘅话，人连起床去面对一日嘅勇气都冇。
If without hope, a person won't even have the courage to get up from bed and face a new day.
有盼望，人先可以继续去忍耐，继续去坚持。
With hope, people can continue to endure and persevere.
如果冇盼望嘅话，人就会自暴自弃。
If without hope, people will give up on themselves.
另一个角度嚟讲，人有盼望系因为人心里边有一份追求。
From another prospect, people have hope because there is perseverance in their hearts.
有追求就盼望事情的发展方向会向着我们所追求
的。With the urge of pursuit, they hope things will develop in the direction of that pursuit.
例如每个人心里面有是非的观念。
For example, everyone has a sense of right and wrong in their hearts.
有是非的观念就叫人有一份追求，有一份盼望。
This idea of right and wrong would urge people to pursue and have a kind of hope.
盼望恶人会最终得到应有的报应，公义会最终得到胜利。
Hoping that evil men will ultimately be punished and that justice will eventually claim victory.
特别是今天这个世界已经越来越混乱。
Especially in today's increasingly chaotic world.
社会的价值观也都越来越扭曲。
Social values are becoming more and more distorted.
但即使是这样，人的心里面仍然有一丝的盼望。
But even so, in men's hearts, there always harbor a ray of hope.
盼望情况会有好转。
Hoping that there is a chance for things to improve.
點解人心裏邊會有呢種觀念同盼望
？Why do people deep down have this idea and hope？
人盼望嘅依據喺邊度
？Where is the basis for this hope？
人點可以知道自己係有盼望
？How could people know that they have hope？
人有盼望係因為呢個世界有神嘅存在。
People have hope because there is God in this world。
相反，如果根據無神論嘅講法。
On the contrary, if according to the theory of atheists,
宇宙万物包括咗人嘅思想同感情，都系物理上嘅粒子，乱碰乱撞咁产生出嚟。
The universe and everything in it, including human thoughts and emotions, are just a result of random collisions of physical particles.
咁就咩？绝对唔会有啲咩系绝对。
Therefore, nothing is absolute.
如果冇絕對嘅話，人與事就根本冇所謂對與錯。
If without absolute, there will be no such right and wrong for people and things。
即係話呢個世界根本就冇是與非、正與邪、善與惡嘅分別。
In other words, in this world there is no division between right and wrong, just and evil or good and bad。
如果冇對與錯，人又點會為自己所做嘅要受報應？
If no rights and wrongs, how could people have to face retribution for what they have done?
同時照他們的講法。
At the same time, according to their logics,
宇宙的萬物包括人在內都只是一堆的能量和物質，有咁啱得咁巧咁走埋一齊。
The universe and everything in it, including human beings, are just a heap of energy and material that happen to come together by chance.
咁人死就如燈滅，一切都結束，唔再存在。
So then, man's death is like an exhausted wick. All things end and exist no more.
今生有就有，今生無就無。
What lasts in this life lasts. What doesn't, doesn't.
根據呢個講法，人邊度有盼望
？According to these sayings, where is hope for man?
無神論根本唔能夠俾人有任何嘅盼望。
Actually, atheism cannot give any hope to people.
有嘅就只係自己嘅幻想，最終只會叫自己失望同埋羞恥。
What it offers is nothing but one's own illusions, which would ultimately lead to their disappointment and shame.
但係人心底裏面點解仍然總係有呢種想法同盼望？
But deep down in one's heart, man remains to have such idea as well as hope.
因為聖經話俾我哋聽，人係由神所造。
Why is that? Because the Bible tells us that man was made by God.
同時，當神創造人嘅時候，神將兩樣嘅事情放咗喺人嘅心裏邊。
At the same time, when forming man, God placed two things in man's heart.
呢兩樣就係是非之心同埋永恆嘅觀念。
Which are the sense of right and wrong and the idea of eternity.
因為人心裡有這兩樣，所以人的心會一直有一份追求，有一份盼望。
Because man's heart has these two things, there will always harbor pursuance and hope in people's hearts.
去追求見到善惡的報應，盼望美好的事可以長久。
Pursuit of seeing the retribution of good and evil and the hope for good things to last.
人有呢種盼望唔係一種幻想。
This kind of hope is not an illusion.
呢個世界唔能夠讓我哋見到我哋所追求。
This world is unable to show us what we are after.
亦都唔能夠滿足我哋內心所向往同盼望。
Nor can it satisfy the longings and hopes within our hearts.
其實咁係正正嘅話俾我哋聽。
In fact, this exactly is telling us
人的存在不是只是为了要活在这个世界上
that man's existence is not merely about living in this world.
圣经告诉我们人在地上的死亡并不是他一切的终结
The Bible tells us that man's death on earth is not the end of his everything.
在神所定的日子死了的人都要起来受审判
On the day that God has appointed,The dead will rise and be judged.
神话他会察看人的肺腑心肠，并且要照我们的行为报应我们各人。
God declares that he will search man's heart and mind and will repay each of us according to our deeds.
同时，若果人的名字没有记录在生命册上，他就会被扔在火湖里。
Moreover, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
但每一个有主耶稣基督作为佢救主嘅基督徒，佢哋可以进入新天新地。
But each Christian who has Jesus Christ as their Savior, they could enter into the new heaven and earth.
神会亲自嘅与佢哋同在，让佢哋得到永远嘅满足同埋喜乐。
God will dwell with them, giving them everlasting satisfaction and joy.
所以圣经话俾我哋听，一个基督徒系一个拥有真正盼望嘅人。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that a Christian is someone who possesses the true hope.
同时，佢嘅盼望系绝对唔会叫佢失望或者羞耻。
Moreover, their hope will never lead to disappointment or put them to shame.
在上次的信息分享，我们听到人能够有真正的盼望。
In my last message sharing, we heard that for a person to have a real hope,
一切都是由人因信主耶稣基督为救主而被神称为义开始。
It all begins when men put their faith in Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and justified by God as righteousness.
当人因信称义之后，人同神的关系就由仇敌变成和好。
Once man is justified by faith, their relationship with God changes from being enemies to being recognized.
能够与神和好，人就可以进入神的恩典之中。
Being reconciled with God allows man to enter into God's grace.
从前他是神的仇敌，他要面对的是神的审判。
They used to be enemies of God and will have to face God's judgment.
但如今在基督里就不再被定罪。
But now in Christ, they are no longer condemned.
并且可以有荣耀喜乐的盼望。
Moreover, they could have a hope filled with glory and joy.
圣经应许基督徒将来可以享受有神的荣耀显在我们身上。
The Bible promises that in the future, Christians will enjoy the glory of God revealed in us.
但在这个之前，有些事情要在基督徒的生命中出现。
But before this happens, certain things must take place in a Christian's life.
就是基督徒的信要被建立。
That is, the Christian's faith must be built up.
同时，基督徒的生命要被更新。
And at the same time, their life must be renewed.
而神使用的方法是使患难临到基督徒的生命当中。
God's method for doing this is to allow trials to come into the life of Christians.
所以在《使徒行传》的第十四章二十二节的下半节咁话。
Therefore, in Acts chapter 14, verse 22b, it says this:
我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
但是基督徒生命中遇到患难，神的恩典亦都同时会临到在他的当中。
Christians will encounter trials in life, but at the same time, God's grace will also come upon them.
在约翰福音十六章三十三节，主耶稣是这样教训我们。
In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus teaches us.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
主安慰我们，叫我们放心。
The Lord comforts us, telling us to take heart.
因为只要我们是相信主，一直在基督里。
Because as long as we put our faith in the Lord and remain in Christ,
主就会帮助我们胜过我们世上的苦难。
The Lord will help us to overcome our troubles in this world.
既然基督徒的信心的建立和生命的更新一定要经过患难。
Since the building of a Christian's faith and the renewal of their lives involve going through sufferings,
保罗在罗马书就跟着说教导我们应该怎么去面对患难。
Paul goes on teaching us in the book of Romans as to how we should face trials.
保罗说在患难中，我们的焦点不要放在患难上面。
Paul tells us that in times of sufferings, our focal point should not be on the suffering itself.
而是要放在两件事情身上。
Instead, put on these two things.
我们的焦点第一样是放在神讲过的说话上面。
Firstly, we must focus on what God has spoken.
第二样是在主耶稣基督的身上。
Secondly, we must focus on Lord Jesus Christ himself.
羅馬書第五章三到四節咁話。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 3 to 4 says this.
不但如此，就是在患難中也是歡歡喜喜的，因為知道患難生忍耐，忍耐生老練，老練生盼望。
Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
保罗说一个基督徒就算在患难的当中也是欢欢喜喜的，是因为他知道。
Paul said that Christians can rejoice even in the midst of sufferings because they know.
我们要知道在神的计划里面，患难在我们生命中是有它的作用。
We ought to know that in God's plan, sufferings serve a purpose in our lives.
诗篇第66篇10到12节这么说。
In Psalm chapter 66, verse 10 to 12, it says this.
神啊，你曾试验我，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上。你使人坐车轨我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
For you, God, tested us.You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
圣经话神将患难加在属神的人身上，是为了要试验他们，熬炼他们。
The Bible says that God lay burdens on people belong to God.Is in order to test them and refine them.
神熬炼人的程度就好像银匠熬炼银子一样。
God refines people just like a silversmith refines silver.
银匠去熬炼银子，银子要点样，银匠先会满意呢？
As a silversmith refines silver, when will the silversmith be satisfied that the silver is ready?
就是当银匠在近距离的时候细心望着银子。
It is when the silversmith looking closely at the silver.
他可以见到银子反映出银匠的形象。
He can see his own image reflected in the silver.
圣经多次的话给我们听。
The Bible tells us in multiple sections.
神的心意是要基督徒渐渐有基督的形象。
God's desire is for Christians to gradually be transformed into the image of Christ.
所以基督徒的生命必须要被更新。
Therefore, a Christian's life must be renewed.
咁圣经话神会点去试验我哋、熬炼我哋咧
？Then what does the Bible say about how God tests and refines us?
圣经话有时神会使我哋进入网罗，落喺啲奸诈嘅人手里。
The Bible tells us that sometimes God may bring us into snares, into the hands of the deceitful people.
即是说我们会遇到有损失的情况。
That is to say, we may encounter loss and suffering.
神有可能会将重担放在我们身上。
Also, God may lay heavy burdens on our backs.
我们当中会觉得不能够负荷得到。
So we could feel hard-pressed and overwhelmed in the circumstances.
这段经文继续讲的更加令人惊心动魄。
What the Bible describes next is even more alarming.
圣经说神加在我们身上的患难可以好像一个人用车车过我们的头一样。
It says the suffering that God places on us may feel as though someone rides over our heads.
又或者好像身处在火灾和水灾的中间。
Or it can be like being caught in the midst of disaster of fire or flood.
我们在这样的患难当中一定会想我们今次死定了。
In this kind of troubles, we may surely think this time we are doomed.
但是这句经文的最后一句这么说。
But the last sentence of this passage says this.
我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
圣经说神使我们经历这一切，目的是为了使我们可以去到丰富之地。
The Bible tells us that God makes us go through all this with the purpose of leading us to a place of abundance.
基督徒能够在患难当中仍然能够欢欢喜喜，是因为他们知道。
Christians can rejoice even in the midst of troubles and sufferings because they know.
知道患难是有好的目的安置在我们生命当中。
Knowing that suffering have a good and divine purpose for our lives.
既然知道我们在患难当中，就应该将我们的焦点放在患难的作用上面。
Since we know this, well, in sufferings, let us put our focus on the purpose of the suffering.
究竟患难在我们生命中会产生什么作用？
What exactly are the effects of sufferings to have in our lives?
圣经说患难的第一个作用是去锻炼我们有坚定不移的信。
The Bible says the first effect of suffering is to train us for building up a steadfast faith.
罗马书的第五章第三节下半节说，因为知道患难生忍耐。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3b says, Because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐是指持久和坚韧的意思。
Perseverance refers to endurance and resilience.
所以我们遇到患难，包括在我们生命中任何会考验或者威胁到我们对神的信的遭遇。
The troubles we encounter in life include any situation or experience that may put our faith in God under test or threat.
它们可以是我们身体遇到疾病。
It could be our body have a sickness.
又或者我们身边和人的关系出了问题。
Or relationship problems with those around us.
又或者是我们在工作上面受苦受气。
Or experience pain and stress in the workplace.
我们是事业或者我们对事业和学业的失望。
Disappointments in our career or academics.
又或者我们遇到意外和天灾。
Or we encounter an accident or natural disasters.
其实我们的信很多时候外表很坚强，但内里面其实很软弱，很容易折断。
Often our faith may appear strong on the outside, yet inwardly is fragile and breaks easily.
就好像铁一样，外表很坚硬。
Just like iron, which looks tough and hard on the surface.
但经过风吹雨打，就好易生锈同埋折断。
But after being exposed to wind and rain, it would easily rust and break.
如果要将容易折断、容易生锈嘅铁锻炼去成为坚硬嘅钢。
In order to transform the easily broken and rusted iron into strong and hard steel.
根据资料，锻炼的过程起码要有六个阶段。
According to the information, the refining process involves at least six stages.
每个阶段都要有合适的温度。
Each stage requires an appropriate temperature.
有些阶段要用火烧到极致的高温，跟住就要冷却它。
In some stages, it would use fire to burn it to an extreme high temperature and then followed by cooling.
还要重复地去锻炼，最后坚硬不会生锈的钢才可以炼出来。
Through repeatedly refining, strong and stainless steel could finally be made.
同样的，在我们生命中的患难，对我们的信就好像火烧的锻炼。
Similarly, the suffering in our lives are like the refining fire for our faith.
仲要不断的试炼，然后我们才可以有坚固和有耐力的信心。
Only through constant trials and refining, our faith could then be made strong with endurance.
所以基督徒要知道神藉着圣经的教导和启示。
Therefore, Christians must know God's teachings and revelation through the Bible.
当我们遇到患难的时候，
When we encounter sufferings,
无论是好像火一样烧咁痛，又或者好像冰冷一样咁凄凉。
Whether it burns as painful as fire burn, or as cold as ice.
我们要记得呢啲患难正系喺度熬炼紧我哋嘅相信同埋忍耐。
We must remember these hardships are refining our faith and endurance.
我哋就要好好嘅去记得神嘅话，去相信同去忍耐。
We should diligently hold on to God's word, trust in Him with patience.
我们的信就会变得更加的坚强。
Our faith will then grow stronger and stronger.
患难的第二个作用是用来炼净我们的信。
The second effect of suffering is to purify our faith.
意思即係話，除去我哋內心嘅雜質，變得我哋去單單嘅去相信依靠神。
It means to remove the impurities of our hearts so that we may trust and rely on God alone.
羅馬書嘅第五章四節上半節話：忍耐生勞練。
Romans chapter 5 verse 4a says, perseverance produces characters.
在希臘的原文，勞練這個字是指經過考驗而得到證實的意思。
In the Greek original, the word for character refers to being proven after having been tested.
很多時候我們說我們去信，我們去倚靠。
Every often we declare we trust and we rely on.
但其實我們心裡所相信所倚靠的可能很混雜。
But in fact, what we believe and rely on in our hearts may be very confounding.
記得有一次我和弟兄姊妹去到馬來西亞去傳福音。
I recall once a time I went to Malaysia with brothers and sisters to share the gospel.
去到一個家庭，他們說他們都相信耶穌。
When we come across a family, they said they also believe in Jesus.
不過佢家裏邊放咗好多唔同嘅神像。
But they have statues and pictures of many different idols in their home.
有觀音像，亦都有耶穌像。
There was a statue of Buddhism goodness, Guanyin, as well as a picture of Jesus.
呢個家庭唔單止係心懷兩意，簡直係心懷多疑。
This family wasn't just double-minded, they were in fact multi-minded.
同樣我們做基督徒的都會將盼望放在神身上。
Similarly, as Christians, we will put our hope in God.
但我們或多或少亦都會將盼望放在金錢、健康和事業的成功上面。
But to some degree, more or less, we will also place our hope in things like money, health and or career success.
記得太太在患上癌症的初期。
I remember when my wife was first diagnosed with cancer.
我們當然去依靠神。
Surely we rely on God.
當時照顧太太的醫生團隊有最出名的外科醫生和癌症科的教授。
Back then, the medical team taking care of my wife was comprised of the most famous surgeon and professor in oncology.
太太每一個方面都得到好好的照顧。
My wife had received excellent care in every aspect.
我們當然會感謝神。
We of course give thanks to God.
我們都會說我們繼續去依靠神。
We also said we will continue to rely on God.
但實際上，
But in reality,
我們不知不覺地將盼望和依靠轉移了在醫生上面。
We had unwittingly shipped our hope and reliance onto doctors.
當太太接受標靶治療的時候，起初的反應都很好。
While having the targeted therapy, my wife initially had responded to the treatment quite well.
但到治療的後期，太太身上出現了很大的副作用。
But when it came to a later stage, severe side effects appeared.
她完全不能夠進食，完全不能夠飲水。
She was completely unable to take in food or drink water.
身體軟弱到只係能夠瞓喺牀上邊，連講話嘅力氣都冇。
She became so weak that she could only lie in bed with no strength even to speak.
當時我哋睇到。
At that moment, we had seen.
即使喺人世間，我哋有人最智慧嘅方法，有最有效嘅藥物，都係冇用。
Even though in this world we might have the most wise methods and the most effective medicine, none of them were useful.
因為生命是在神的手。
Because life is ultimately in God's hands.
感謝神使用患難去煉淨我們的信。
Thanks be to God that He used the suffering to refine our faith.
當我們回轉單單去倚靠神的時候。
When we return to God and put our trust in Him alone,
神就讓太太捱得過去的療程。
God let my wife endure to complete the course of her treatment.
我們在生活上得到豐富有好的際遇，的確是神的恩典。
Indeed, it is blessing from God if you receive abundant provision and experience favorable circumstances in life.
我們當然要感謝神的看顧。
Surely we ought to give thanks to God for His care for us.
但我們千萬不要將我們的眼目只放在人與事身上。
But we must not fix our eyes on these people and things.
我哋嘅盼望同信靠嘅焦点，要记得只系放喺神身上。
Remember, the focus of our hope and our trust must always be on God, Him alone.
既然患难嘅第二个作用系用嚟炼净我哋嘅信。
Since the second purpose of suffering is to define our faith.
咁喺患难当中，我哋就更加应该要去自我省察。
Therefore, in the midst of suffering, we should self-examine ourselves even more.
除去我们的将盼望放在神以外的一切人与事。
Remove all the people and things in which we put our hope other than God.
叫我们有一个经得起考验，仍然能够专心依靠神的新的生命。
So that we may have a renewed life.Which remains trusting in the Lord wholeheartedly after beating the test.
患难嘅第三个作用系用嚟证明我哋确实有盼望。
The third effect of suffering is to prove that we certainly have hope.
彼得前书嘅第一章第七节咁话。
In the First Peter chapter 1:7 says this.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
These trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
当我们对神的信经得起患难的试验和熬炼。
When our faith in God have endured testing and refining of sufferings.
我们就知道我们心里面的信是真实的。
We come to know that our faith in our heart is genuine.
不是虚假的，不是只是得把口讲。
It is not false or merely paying lip service.
我们的确是基督徒。
We truly are in Christ.
我们的确是神的后嗣。
We indeed are.Heirs of God.
神在圣经上的一切的应许，我们都会有份去承受。
All of God's promises in the Bible are available for us to inherit.
在哥林多后书第一章第二十节这么说。
In the 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says this.
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以藉着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For no matter how many promises God has made, there are yes in Christ. And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
基督徒既然知道我们有这么多的应许。
Since Christians know that we have so many promises.
在患难中，我们的焦点就应该是放在神的话语上面。
In times of sufferings, our focus ought to be put on the word of God.
有神的话语作为依据，我们就知道我们有盼望。
As we have God's word as our foundation, we know that we have hope.
在患难中，我们第二个焦点是要放在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
In times of suffering, our second focus must be put on Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经教导我们，不可凭一个人的口作见证，总要凭两个人的口作见证，才可定案。
The Bible teaches us a matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses.
相信大家都知道，近来网上的诈骗越来越多了。
I believe you may know that online fraud is becoming more and more prevalent.
很多大型的机构甚至政府的部门都受到黑客的攻击。
Many big organizations, even government agencies, have also experienced hacking attempts.
所以很多网上的户口的使用用者都要提供双重的身份证明。
Therefore, many online services require users to provide dual authentication of their identities.
除了要输入户口的登进密码。
In addition to enter login password of an account.
网站都会即时输给我们一个核实的密码。
The website often requires us to key in a verification code that was sent to us instantly.
有两个证明，户口才可以登入。
Only with this dual authentication, the account can be logged in.
同樣的，當聖經告訴我們聽，我們在患難中仍然有確實的盼望。
In the same way, when the Bible says we have a secure hope in times of suffering,
除了有神的話語作為依據，
apart from having God's word as our basis,
聖經亦都俾我有第二個證明。
The Bible also provides us with a second proof.
在羅馬書的第五章第五節咁話。
In the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 5 says this.
盼望不至於羞恥，因為所賜給我們的聖靈將神的愛澆灌在我們心裡。
And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us.
聖經話我們的盼望是不至於羞恥。
The Bible tells us that our hope will not put us to shame.
幾時我們的盼望會令我們羞恥？
When will our hope be put to shame?
就是我们的盼望落空了。
That is when our hope is in vain and when it fails.
有什么会令我们怀疑我们的盼望会落空？
What will make us doubt that our hope fails?
就在患难伤痛中，我们会怀疑神是不是真的爱我们。
It is when in times of sufferings and hurts, we may question whether or not God really loves us.
所以聖經話，為了證明我哋嘅盼望不至於羞恥。
Therefore, the Bible says, in order to prove our hope will not put us to shame.
神俾我哋有第二個嘅證明。
God has given us a second verification.
就係神藉著聖靈將佢嘅愛澆灌喺我哋心裏邊。
Which is through the Holy Spirit, God pour out His love into our hearts.
即是说神将神圣灵将神的爱大大的充满在我们心里面。
In other words, the Holy Spirit fills our hearts abundantly with God's love.
我们是绝对和能够知道肯定。
This is something that we can know for sure with certainty.
这节的经文有两方面我们要留意。
This Bible verse has two aspects that we should pay attention to.
第一方面是神的爱是浇灌在我们的心里面，不是在我们的头脑里面。
The first aspect is that God's love is poured into our hearts, not our brain.
即是说知道神大大的爱我们，不是只是在头脑的知识上面。
That is to say, knowing that God deeply loves us cannot be merely head knowledge.
不可以靠讲道理或者靠逻辑去推定。
It is not something that we could grasp or be certain by logic, inference, or reasoning.
聖經話，我哋知道神大大嘅愛我哋係一種內心嘅經歷。
The Bible says that knowing God's deep love for us is an innermost experience.
唔係單單一種感覺，而係一種內心嘅肯定。
Not just a feeling, but an assurance in heart.
在第二方面是人能够在内心经历到神的爱是圣灵的工作。
The second aspect, one's experience of God's love in their hearts is the word of the Holy Spirit.
这个经历是神的作为，绝对不是人的作为。
This kind of experience is entirely the word of God, not something we can achieve on our own.
是神的能力，神的介入，绝对不是人可以做得到。
It is through God's power and intervention and absolutely nothing to do with man's work.
是完全因为有圣灵，同人的背景和处境无关。
It is completely because of the Holy Spirit and nothing to do with one's experience or background or circumstances.
很多时候人会将感受到神的爱和自己的遭遇连在一起。
Many times people tend to connect their perceived love of God with their own circumstances.
生活顺利就觉得神爱我们。
If the life going smoothly, we feel that God loves us.
生活不顺利，我们就觉得神不爱我们。
If life is tough, we may feel that God doesn't love us.
的确，人如果在患难当中，或者在无爱的环境当中长大。
Indeed, for those who grew up in a harsh environment without love or in sufferings.
的确，会比在好环境中长大的人难感受到神是好爱他们。
May find it harder to experience God's great love for them compared to those who grew up in a favorable environment.
但若果这个是神的工作，
But if this is the word of God,
即使在患难的当中，痛苦的当中，只要圣灵在人的心里面工作，
Even in times of hardship and sufferings, as long as the Holy Spirit was in the people's heart,
人仍然可以經歷得到、肯定得到神真係愛佢哋，而且係大大嘅愛佢哋。
One can still be able to experience God's love for them and be assured that God truly loved them dearly.
當我哋知道人心裡能夠經歷到神嘅愛，係要有聖靈嘅工作。
Therefore, we ought to know one could experience God's love in their heart. It must come from the word of the Holy Spirit.
咁當我哋同人分享神嘅話，向人傳福音嘅時候。
So when we share with others God's word and the gospel of the Lord,
我哋就必須要先喺神面前有懇切嘅禱告，求聖靈嘅能力係幫助我哋。
We must firstly pray earnestly before God and ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to help us.
聖經話：我哋知道神大大嘅愛我哋係一種內心嘅經歷。
The Bible says that we know that God loves us dearly is an inner experience.
呢種經歷係有事實去證明。
This kind of experience can be proved by facts.
係咩嘅事實將神嘅愛顯明喺我哋嘅心裏邊？
What facts that reveal God's love in our hearts?
羅馬書嘅第五章六到八節咁話。
In Romans chapter 5, 6, verse 6 to 8 says this.
因為我們還軟弱的時候，基督就按所定的日期為罪人死。為人死是少有的，為人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我們還作罪人的時候為我們死，神的愛就在此向我們顯明了。
You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man.Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
聖經話將神嘅愛顯明喺我哋嘅心裏邊，就喺基督為我哋死呢個事實上邊。
The Bible tells us that God demonstrates His own love for us is based on the fact that Christ died for us.
耶稣基督被钉在十字架是历史上所发生的一个事实。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross is a matter of fact in the history.
但这个事实在人的心里面所经历的是一种感觉。
But these facts in people's experience in heart is a sort of feeling.
事实的讲述是传讯一个知识。
The description of effects is to relay a knowledge.
但这个知识在人的心里面产生了一种情感。
But this knowledge generates affection in people's heart.
人宣讲的是一个真理。
People declare a truth.
但将真理向人显明的是圣灵。
But to reveal the truth to man is Holy Spirit.
聖經話聖靈係用基督為我哋受死呢個事實去打開我哋嘅眼睛。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit used the fact that Christ died for us to open our spiritual eyes.
叫我哋可以睇到神係幾咁嘅愛我哋。
To enable us to see how great God loves us.
係一種屬靈嘅看見。
This is a spiritual insight.
通過呢種看見。聖靈將神的愛曉灌在我們的心裏面。
Through this insight, the Holy Spirit pour out God's love into our hearts.
即是說我們內心的經歷不是好像觸電一樣突然間落到我們身上。
That is to say, our inner experience is not like shocked by electricity suddenly fall upon us.
而是在我們沉浸和默想神的話語的時候。
Instead, it's while we immerse and meditate God's words.
特別是神為我們所做過的事。
Especially consider what God has done for us.
指的是耶穌被交給人是為我們的過犯，復活是為我們稱義。
Which refers to Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
每個基督徒都有聖靈住在我們心裡面。
Every Christian have Holy Spirit dwell in our hearts.
在患难中，当我们对神的爱心里面有怀疑的时候，
In times of suffering, where we question about God's love in our heart,
我们就应该好好地去依靠圣灵。
We should rely on the Holy Spirit.
好好地去默想基督曾经为我们所做的事。
To meditate what Christ has done for us.
圣经说，我们就可以经历到神的爱在我们心里。
Bible tells us that we will experience God's love revealed in our heart.
可能我们会问，主耶稣基督钉在十字上面已经是超过2000年之前的事。
We may ask the Lord crucified for us on the cross. It happened over 2,000 years ago.
这个事实的确证明主当时好爱我们。
This fact indeed has proved that at that time God loved us very much.
但今天呢？
But how about today?
今天他仍然爱我们吗？
Does he love us today?
特别是今天我们已经不是初信。
In particularly, we are no longer new believers.
但我们的心思行为仍然有很多失见证的地方。
But in our minds and deeds, we fall short of a good testimony for God.
多到连自己都不想去见。
It's so many that we don't even want to see.
主仍然会好像当日一样爱我们吗？
Does God still love us as he loved us at that time?
如果我们有这样的怀疑，
If we have this kind of doubt,
请大家留意第罗马书的5:6-8所讲的。
Please pay attention what Romans chapter 5:6-8 says.
当中我们要留意的有三个重点。
What we have to pay attention to, there are three key points.
第一个重点是基督的死是在昨日。
The first key point is that Christ's death was on yesterday.
但是他向我们显明的爱到现在仍然在进行当中。
But the love he revealed to us is still going on.
将圣经写成的希伯来文和希腊原文。
The Bible written in Hebrews and Greek originals.
他们跟英文一样是很着重文字的语法。
Same as English, they lay great emphasis on grammar.
经文会特别用语法去强调或者解释当中信息的意思。
Scriptures will use grammar to emphasize or to explain the meaning of the message.
在罗马书第5:6，基督为罪人死是过去式。
In Romans chapter 5:6, Jesus died for the ungodly. It was past tense.
但在5:8，神的爱向我们显明是现在式。
But in chapter 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us. It is present tense.
经文是想告诉我们。
The scriptures want to tell us.
基督为我们死是昨日的事。
Christ died for us happened yesterday.
但基督爱我们是现在仍然进行中。
But God loves us is an ongoing present thing.
第二个重点是我们不配得主的爱，但主仍然爱我们。
The second key point is, even though we are unworthy of the love of the Lord, but the Lord still loves us.
这段经文特别地指出，基督为我们死的时候是什么时候？
ThisBible passage specially point out when Christ died for us, when was that?
就是我们还软弱的时候，也是我们还作罪人的时候。
It is when we were still powerless and we were still sinners.
我们软弱，我们犯罪。
We are powerless and we sinned.
主在昨日知道，今日也都知道。
The Lord knows about that yesterday and today he still knows.
但是这节经文用一句说话来作总结。
But this passage uses this sentence as a conclusion.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God demonstrates his own love for us in this.
我们仍然有软弱，有犯罪，主的确是不喜欢。
We are still powerless and we still sin. The law indeed does not like it.
但是主仍然的爱我们。
But the Lord still loves us.
所以神会使患难临到我们的身上，去更新我们的生命。
Therefore, God allows sufferings to fall upon us to renew our life.
第三个重点是神为什么要成为肉身死在十字架上。
The third key point is that why did God become man and died on the cross?
无神论的人会问，为什么神是爱，会容许罪恶和痛苦在世上？
An atheist may ask,why such a loving God can tolerate sins and pains on this earth?
这节经文并没有去淡化世上的罪恶和痛苦的问题。
This Bible verse did not took it lightly of the sins in this world and the pain on this earth.
也没有去尝试去解释为什么。
And did not try to explain why.
但呢節經文應該叫我哋去思想另外一個問題。
But this Bible verse should point us to consider another question.
就係神點解要成為人並且死喺十字架上
？That is why God had to become man and died on the cross.
當我個女喺歲零兩歲嘅時候，佢患上咗嚴重嘅肺炎。
When my daughter, when she was 1 or 2 years old, she had a very bad pneumonia.
就算有抗生素，亦都唔退烧。
And even though we use antibiotics, the fever still did not go.
家庭医生就叫我太太即刻要带个女去急症室。
And our GP recommend my wife to take her to the emergency.
在急症室的时候，医生要帮我的女儿插上一支针，以便将一些抗生素注入在她身上。
And at the emergency department, doctor had to put a needle in my daughter's hand so that the antibiotics can go through to drip.
但是当时四个人按着我的女儿都做不到。
At that time, 4 people.Held my daughter, but still unable to do it.
所以我太太就打俾我。
So my wife rang me.
当我去到急症室嘅时候
，When I came to the emergency,
我见到我女喊得好紧要。
I saw my daughter cried bitterly.
我见到佢我都会喊。
When I saw her crying, I also wept.
但其实我都唔知可以做到乜嘢。
But I really did not know what I could do.
我當時會幫埋其他嘅人一齊嘅，係按住佢。
I went to help other people try to hold her tightly。
然後我望住佢，我嘅眼淚就一路流出嚟。
And I look at her and I shed my tears。
我個女當然唔明白點解要有咁多嘅嘢發生喺身上。
Of course, my daughter did not understand why so much things happened on her。
但係當佢見到父親在她身邊。
But when she saw her father was beside her,
同時我是跟她一起在那裡哭。
And I also weep together with her.
很奇怪的，她當時是靜了下來。
Very surprisingly, she calmed down.
醫療人員就成功地將個針口放在她身上。
And the medical staff was successfully put the needle in her arms.
的確，呢段經文冇話俾我哋聽點解我哋世上會有咁多嘅苦難。
Indeed, this Bible passage did not tell us why we have so many sufferings in this world.
但呢節經文話俾我哋聽，當人喺罪惡同埋痛苦中嘅時候。
But this Bible verse tells us that when we were in sins and pain and sufferings,
神并没有只是坐在天上袖手旁观。
God did not merely look on it with folded arms.
他是亲自的来到我们的罪恶痛苦当中。
He came in person, came into our sins and sufferings.
为我们提供了一条出路。
And provided a way out for us.
即使神自己要在十字架上面亲身担当我们的罪，背负我们的痛苦。
Even though God had to, on the cross, bore our sins on Him and share our sufferings.
因为神真是大大的爱我们。
Because God indeed is love us dearly.
作基督徒的，如果我们能够靠着圣灵，细心去思想圣经所讲的。
As a Christian, if we can rely on the Holy Spirit and consider deeply what the Bible has said,
我们的内心就会经历得到神的爱。
In our inner heart, we will experience God's love.
我们就会知道我们在主里面的盼望是绝对不会叫我们羞耻。
And we will know that the hope we have in God will not put us to shame.
每个人都需要有盼望。
Everyone needs hope.
人有盼望是因为这个世界有神的存在。
We have hope because there is God exists in this world.
人能够有真正的盼望，一切都是由因信神儿子的福音开始。
When we have the real hope begins, all begins with people believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
基督徒的盼望是可以在将来享受有神的荣耀显在我们身上。
The hope our Christians have will have the glory revealed in our heart in the future.
但在这个之前，基督徒的信要被建立，生命要被更新。
But before that, Christians' life needs to be built up and their life needs to be renewed.
而神使用的方法就是使患难临到基督徒的生命当中。
And the method God used is to allow sufferings to fall into Christians' life.
基督徒面对生命的患难，不要将焦点只是放在患难上面。
When facing sufferings, Christians should not put their focus on the sufferings itself.
要放在神的话语上面和主耶稣基督的身上。
We should put the focus on the word of God and Jesus Christ Himself.
当我们去默想主耶稣基督，圣灵会将神的爱浇灌在我们生命、我们的心里面。
When we meditate the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will pour out God's love into our hearts.
神的话是我们有盼望的最好保证。
God's word is the best guarantee of our hope.
有神的爱，我们的盼望就一定不至于羞耻。
With God's love, our hope will never put us to shame.
让我们一起唱今天的回应诗，主如明亮晨星。
Now let's sing today's responding hymn, Christ the Bright Morning Star.
让我们一起起立，我们唱。
Please then, let's sing together.
请诗歌。 低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayers.
我哋先神阿爸父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, in one heart we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你对我哋有丰盛嘅慈爱同埋怜悯。
Thank you for your abundant love and grace towards us.
全因为有神你，人先有盼望。
Only because God exists, man has hope.
感谢你差遣主耶稣基督成为肉身来到人的中间。
We thank you for your sending Jesus Christ, God become man, dwell among us.
在我们还作罪人的时候，就为我们死在十字架上面。
When we were still sinners, he died for us on the cross.
叫一切相信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
你又给我们有荣耀的盼望。
And you also give us a glorious hope.
将来在新天新地有永远的满足和喜乐。
In the future, when we are in the new heaven and earth, we will have everlasting joy and satisfaction.
天父，感谢你让孩子和作翻译的姊妹已经将你的话向各人讲明。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have made your child and the sister who does the interpretation to say your word to everyone.
但人内心能够看见，人的内心能够得到更新，只有你才能够做得到。
But to make people to see in their heart and their heart to be renewed, only you can do it.
天父，我们求你。
Heavenly Father, we ask of you.
求你让我们当中的朋友能够看见主耶稣基督是人唯一的救主。
We ask of you make the friends who are not yet believers can see Jesus is the only Savior in the world.
求你让以勒家的弟兄姐妹能够将他们的信心只是放在你身上。
We ask of you let brothers and sisters of your fellowship to put their hope on you alone.
特别是当我们是正在患难的当中困苦的当中
especially when we are in times of hardship and sufferings
无论是他们身体上面有软弱
no matter we have illness in our bodies
又或者他们的身心上面有重担
or we have burden and weary in our hearts
甚至在一些软弱跌倒的当中
or even we are far away and in a weakness
天父，求你因着你丰盛的慈爱怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we ask of you according to your abundant grace, help us and have mercy on us.
藉着你的话去安慰我们，劝勉我们。
Through your word, comfort us and encourage us.
让基督的爱激励我们。
Let the love of the Lord compel us.
叫我们各人从今日开始都能够有信心、有力量去走跟从主的道路。
So that each of us have the strength to walk on the path following you from now on.
愿以勒家能够成为见证你、荣耀你的教会。
May Jerusalem become a church that can bear testimony for you and give glory to you.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray this in the name of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.
Thank you.